You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Germaphobe by the wonderful Mim Jensen down in Ōtautahi, who's on the line. Morena, how are you this morning, Mim?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
Good. Congratulations on your EP, Emotional Affair, which is out today. How are you feeling having it in the world?
Thank you so much. I'm feeling great. Some of the songs I wrote like 6 years ago, so it almost feels like 6 years in the making for me. So feels very good to finally have a body of work out into the world.
That is very exciting. A lot of things must have changed for you across that time. We didn't even have a pandemic 6 years ago. So how do you feel listening and releasing those tracks, I guess, with that sort of gap of time in between?
Yeah, I don't know, like, I'm definitely glad that I waited. Like, I have no regrets about how the process has been. But listening back, I guess I just kind of see how much growth there's been in my life, and that I'm in such a different place now. And it's really nice to kind of just see, like, these little stories of parts of my life, like, I don't know. Yeah, feels cool.
Yeah, totally. I think there's actually something really awesome about having, particularly like a first kind of significant body of work being released that has a bit of these various snapshots of times for you. It does sound really cohesive though as an EP. Who have you been working with to kind of pull the whole thing together? What's the recording and I guess producing process looks like?
Yeah, so I recorded all the songs with LoHo Studios, so Josh Logan and Adam Hogan, and with my band members. But it's interesting because Germaphobe was recorded with the same guys, but when they were operating out of Orange Studios in Christchurch. So Germaphobe was recorded like 2 years ago, but then the rest of the EP was recorded last year. So it's been like quite an interesting process, but I'm glad that it still sounds cohesive.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
You're one of those bands that I have been dying to see play live, Mim. When are you going to come up to Auckland and play some shows for us?
I'm actually going to be in Auckland when we're touring with Teenage Dads in October.
Sick.
I believe the date is the 26th of October, actually.
Nice. Everyone stick it in your calendar. That's going to be very cool. It does feel like, you know, a very overused word, particularly when it comes to this type of, I guess, like indie rock, in quote marks, is that kind of cathartic feeling. But it does really feel like you're working through some big things, as you said, these like snapshots of times in your life. How would you sort of see the record as a whole? Are there any sort of themes or ideas that have popped out to you since kind of packaging it up and putting it out there?
Yeah, I guess like for me, the biggest thing that comes to mind is vulnerability. I think that, like, you know, when I was writing the album, I was only really starting to, I guess, get to know myself as like a young adult, and was kind of discovering these parts of myself that were confronting, and it was sort of like, man, what do you do with all of this? But looking back now, it's just, I don't know, I think it's such a beautiful thing that I can be vulnerable through my music, and I can be open and honest about things, and, you know, I just, like I say, I think just like growth and vulnerability are the kind of biggest themes that I get when I listen back now.
Totally. It must be quite special as well for some of those songs that feel like an event that's maybe got a closed chapter on it now. It must be quite a nice process to perform them or to hear them again in that context of distance.
Totally. And it's interesting because, you know, it could mean one thing when you write it, but now it probably means something a little different to then, but that's still cool too, and it's still cathartic to play it live, and it's still fun, and yeah.
Yeah, that's so awesome. We've got some lovely messages coming through about your the song we just listened to, but also the EP in general, Mim. It feels like a lot of people have been waiting for you to kind of get these out there. You must be excited to celebrate it. Obviously, as you said, you're touring with Teenage Dads, but are you cooking up anything else? Are you hoping to play some of your own headline shows at any point?
Yeah, so I'm playing my release show at the Loons in Lyttelton to celebrate the EP, which is going to be so fun. That's the 26th of August. And then we're actually playing with the Rubens this weekend as well at a new venue called The Church in Christchurch, and then Yonder on Sunday.
That's cool.
Which will be pretty cool.
Yeah. That's really cool. I've heard good things about The Church. Have you been to any gigs there yet?
I haven't, but I have been dying to. I've seen pictures and it just looks amazing. Like, it's been so busy ever since it's opened. So yeah, can't wait.
Very exciting stuff. I wondered for you, what's the most recent song on this EP? What's the one that has come out of, like, I guess, most recent times for you?
I think it's People Pleaser, actually. Yeah, that was the newest song off the EP. I think I wrote it last year, actually.
Does it feel like a closed chapter for you, that one as well, or are you still kind of on the tail end of that thinking?
I guess that I still have people-pleasing tendencies, unfortunately, but that's a never-ending battle, maybe. Well, hopefully not, but for the most part, yeah, it is. But I don't know, I think that when I wrote that, it was like I was just gaining the awareness of those parts of myself, and I don't know, I guess like awareness is the first step to kind of like moving forwards and moving past it and integrating.
I really like that track because I think there's something about it. Anyone who has those tendencies will totally recognize it, but I think also it's a very like you know, gendered thing. People who are like have that sort of societal expectation to please. Mm. There's something really I enjoyed about that song, kind of ripping that apart a wee bit. I also really love The Colour Blue, which we're going to listen to shortly. Where did this song come from for you, Mim?
Oh, The Colour Blue. I think this one I wrote when I was like maybe I must have been like 21 or so, and The Colour Blue is kind of just about that first kind of daunting feeling you get when you realize that you're in a relationship that is not feeling like it's kind of going anywhere anymore, and it's just kind of that overwhelming moment of, oh my gosh, what am I going to do with this? So The Colour Blue is kind of just like encapsulating, I wanted to encapsulate that feeling in the song. So yeah, that's where that originated from.
It's a beautiful track, which we are about to get stuck into. But before we do, I wanted to know, what's next? Have you been writing? Have you been thinking about, you know, I feel like when you release an EP, it can sometimes be a real kickstart for new creative processes as well. Have you had that experience, or are you just really excited to celebrate this one?
I've actually got a whole other album written and ready to be recorded. So
that is exciting.
Yeah, thank you. Honestly, yeah, I'm so excited just to get back into the studio again and just create more and, yeah, just keep chugging along and doing what I love.
Fantastic. Mim, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. Congrats on Emotional Affair being out in the world. We are going to listen to The Colour Blue and look forward to seeing you up these ways in support of some cool bands in October. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.